NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 38. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, 16. Mainly clear tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the cold winter weather finally upon us here in the Mid-America region. AAA of Kansas has come out with their tips on how to keep your car safe and maintained properly, along with an emergency kit in your vehicle in case of an emergency happens. AAA of Kansas reminds individuals that even at 32 degrees outside, a battery that has 35% life, it can lose roughly 60% of its strength. They say that a decent battery lasts between 3 to 5 years, and if it's within that range, you should get it charge tested or get a new battery. They also are reminding individuals to have an emergency kit in your vehicle, including bottled water, a first aid kit, non-perishable snacks, a snow shovel, along with blankets, extra warm clothing, flashlights, window washer solvent, and an ice scraper. In other news, a charter school in the Kansas City area has been temporarily closed due to what they say is safety concerns for the children. As according to the Great Bend Post, students in grades 9 through 12 are not allowed on campus until after November 28th. Mid-America Network News.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Jackson County Sheriff's Office has arrested one man and found more than 26 bags of cocaine in the car of an individual while they stopped him during a routine traffic stop. WIBW reports that 60-year-old Ernest Davis was stopped after driving his 2014 Dodge Journey for a traffic violation near 162nd Road and U.S. Highway 75 in Topeka. They say that while police searched the vehicle, they found 26 individually packaged bags of cocaine and other assorted drug paraphernalia. Davis has been arrested and booked into the Jackson County Jail on distribution of cocaine, possession of hallucinogenic drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond is set at $50,000. In other news, a former Kansas police detective, Roger Golubsky, is accused of protecting three sex traffickers while also benefiting financially and committing sexual assaults. KSN News reports the former Kansas City police detective was indicted by a grand jury on conspiracy against the rights of involuntary servitude for kidnapping teenagers as young as 13 years old and forcing them to perform sexual acts. Mid-America Network News.
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Members of the Kearney Police Department in Nebraska gathered on Thursday last week to help recognize the actions of three citizens and two police officers who impacted the lives of others during two separate emergency events in the area. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that back on May 14th, the Kearney Police Department officers were sent to a Buffalo County fairgrounds for an unresponsive man who was attending a wedding reception. At the same time, one citizen and one off-duty Nebraska State Trooper administered CPR and deployed the automated external defibrillator to help revive the patient. In celebration, the individuals were awarded the Kearney Police Community Member Distinguished Service Award in the presence of all their family members. In other news, the Nebraska State Patrol, along with the Morrill County Sheriff's Office, arrested a Bridgeport man after a car chase that lasted through multiple Nebraska counties. The individual was arrested for flight to avoid arrest, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, willful reckless driving, and other charges. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's Bushels for Freedom.
Friends of the NRA want you to help them protect the Second Amendment across the Mid-America region.
And now you can.
It's Bushels for Freedom. Donate your agricultural commodities,
including bags of grain,
hay,
ag supplies, and more,
to the Friends of the NRA and win great prizes. Donate commodities with values between $300 up to $5,000, and you could win any one of our great prizes, like an Orca 20-quart cooler, a Silver Stag knife, or even one of our firearms, including a Kel-Tec CP-33, Hellcat Pro 9mm, maybe a Springfield Garrison or Henry 3030, or even a Colt Python.
Woo-hoo!
It's time to become a national sponsor of the Friends of the NRA with our Bushels for Freedom commodities donation. For more information, call Tyler at 316-213-0568 or go online for more information at friendsofthenra.org/sponsor. It's the Bushels for Freedom commodity donation to the Friends of the NRA. Help protect your right to keep and bear arms.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting took time to discuss the balance of the American Rescue Plan funds and how these dollars might be spent, with a little over $1.3 million remaining in the account. Commissioners discussed allocating some to the proposed jail project, some toward construction of a health department, and some for child care and housing. No decisions were made. But later in the meeting, they advised Partnership for Growth they were considering $100,000 each toward child care and housing initiatives. Former Commissioner Dave Stump addressed the board regarding the proposed jail. He feels building at the remote location is a good decision, but the instability of everything right now is not sure it's the right time to build. He, however, acknowledged need for a new facility. Commissioner Keith Bramhall stated concerns if we keep waiting, costs will continue to rise. Board discussed the cost of living adjustments for 2023 and will continue at next week's meeting. Road and Bridge Supervisor and Commissioner Fritz Blaski will meet with Gage County Supervisors later in November to discuss the Oquito State Line Bridge. The County Councilor continues work renewing the Neighborhood Revitalization Program and implementation of the Infill Housing Program. No decision was made on a county health nurse request to close the department December 15th, for team building and bonding. Results of the ambulance survey sent in Washington County were shared at last week's commissioners' meeting. Among 118 responses, 76 were in favor of a countywide service, with 42 against. 79 preferred a combination sales tax and mill levy, with 16 indicating mill levy only toward funding. It was emphasized that no decisions have been made regarding station locations as discussions continue. Commissioners have been funding current services with $150,000 annually, divided among the four ambulance locations. A countywide service could run upwards of $400,000 to $500,000 on an annual basis. Consensus was that commissioners should determine a direction before town hall meetings are hosted to outline further details. Nemahal County Commissioners met with a representative of HR Partners regarding the combination janitor senior services director. A motion passed 2-1 with Gary Scobie voting no to begin the process of creating a position of a county administrator and begin the hiring process, meeting monthly with HR Partners. Approval was given for $9,000 toward development of a county website, and commissioners approved giving a $50 gift certificate to Nemahal County employees with November payroll. Beatrice Fire Department answered a call Saturday afternoon at 622 Bell Street. Around $15,000 damage reported when a fire believed to be electrical in nature damaged the roof, attic, and kitchen area, with smoke damage throughout the house as well. All occupants of the home escaped safely and no one was injured. Last Wednesday, Washington and Hanover Fire Departments dispatched to 22nd and Rainbow Roads for a pasture fire. Also Wednesday, the Haddam, Mahaska, and Morrillville Fire Departments dispatched to 29th and Heritage Roads for hay bales on fire. Wind gusts of 30 to 40 miles per hour aggravated conditions. Union Pacific will close rail crossings in Marshall County this week for repairs, weather permitting, daily from 7 until 5. On Tuesday, at the east side of Home on U.S. 36, detour on U.S. 77, K-9, and K-99, or use alternate routes. Thursday, K-99 will be closed, rail crossing south of Beatty. And Saturday, K99 will be closed a mile east of Beatty. The detour those days on U.S. 36 and 77 and Nebraska 8, or use alternate routes. Again, planning construction a mile east of home on Tuesday, November 15th, 7 till 5. Kansas Department for Children and Families and the Pony Express Partnership for Children will team up for Together Marysville, a community job and resource fair, Tuesday, November 15th, 10 until 2, at the Lincoln Center, 405 North 4th Street in Marysville. For additional details, contact Pony Express Partnership for Children. Kathy M. Gross, age 68 of Barnes, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. In charge of arrangements for Kathy Gross. Annette K. Harlan, age 79, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 3 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Annette Harlan. Henry L. Craig, age 44 of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Henry Craig.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Ashley Home Store and the Brand Source Appliance Store have hundreds of appliances, mattresses, and furniture items in stock with guaranteed delivery by Thanksgiving or ready for pickup. Five-piece dining sets from $4.99. Queen mattresses from Purple, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Ashley Sleep starting at $1.99. A factory semi-load of special-priced LG Deluxe large-size laundry pairs retail $9.49 each, now $5.99 each while 52 sets last. November specials in both stores and, as always, free shipping to your home within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny throughout these next few days, and temperatures will stay in the 30s. Temperatures will start to cool down over Thursday night and stay cooler throughout Friday and Saturday. But a nice warm-up can be expected as we head into Sunday and early next week. For today's forecast, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. A bit cooler on Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-30s, and partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Temperatures will start to shift throughout Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And cooling down quickly over Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. And mostly sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the mid-20s and lower 30s. And clear skies and warmer throughout the weekend. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 55, record high on this date 78. The average low 32 and the record low 5 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:13, sunrise in the morning at 7:11. First official snowfall of the season Monday. We received about an inch, stuck mostly on the grassy areas.
We're on the record as predicting an old-fashioned cold and snowy winter, but there may be some good news, too. A review of our bold long-range forecast today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 15th, the 319th day of the year. In 1992... racing legend Richard Petty drove in his final race. Watching animals, acorns, or even the shape of persimmon seeds to predict the weather is great fun. But our official Old Farmer's Almanac long-range predictions use more scientific methods. And here's what they say. We're calling it a tale of two winters, and depending on where you live, that might be good news or bad news. For most of the western half of the United States, we are predicting a wet and mild winter, one with lots of rain and temperatures that trend upward. Winter for much of the Midwest and along the East Coast should brace for bone-chilling cold. This frigid forecast extends to the Deep South and Texas as well. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
There will be a land auction for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres, more or less, located at the intersection of 23rd Road and Highway 36 in Marshall County. From the intersection of U.S. 36 and 99, drive a half mile east on the north side of the highway. 302 acres, including 260 acres dry crop, 28 acres native grass, and 14 acres tame grass. For inspection or details, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell. Sale day, Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres to be sold for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust. Prell Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Jayhawks have come off to a strong start for the first two games of the regular season in college hoops, as the number 6 Jayhawks are coming off their North Dakota State victory 82-59 from Thursday last week. And now they're set for game number 3's tip against number 7 Duke tonight at 8:30. Duke is also coming into the game 2-0 for the season and sitting atop the Atlantic Coast Division and number 7 in the national AP polls. Moving down south slightly, the Oklahoma Sooners are also set for a tip-off tonight at 7 p.m. That game is up against UNC Wilmington Seahawks. The Sooners are 1-1 for the season, coming off their latest victory 66-58 against AR Pine Bluff. Oklahoma right now is at the bottom of the Big 12 Conference. After their tip tonight, the next game is on Friday, also at home, with tip at 7 p.m. against South Alabama. Oklahoma State finished their game number 3 on Sunday against Oakland at 91-62, coming out with that victory. Their next game's on Friday with tip at 6 p.m. against UCF.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
After the big win in football for the Kansas State Wildcats, 31-3 over the weekend against Baylor, the Wildcats have moved up officially four spots in the newest AP poll. KSNT News reports that the Kansas State Wildcats are now sitting number 19 in the national poll after dropping down to their 23 spot following their loss to Texas just a few weeks ago. Coming up this Saturday, the number 19 Wildcats are on the road to take on West Virginia before their final regular season game for the Sunflower State rivalry on Thanksgiving weekend against KU. That game is at home. Right now, the top 10 in the AP poll includes Georgia at number 1, Ohio State sitting number 2, followed by Michigan, TCU, Tennessee, LSU, Southern California, Alabama, Clemson at number 9, and Utah sitting at number 10. The Oklahoma State Cowboys are also sitting number 24 in that top 25 poll. The Kansas Jayhawks have their second-to-last regular season game coming up this Saturday against the Texas Longhorns. That game is also at home with kickoff on Saturday at 2:30. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
K-State fans, be in Bramlage this Thursday to cheer on your Wildcats against a top five team. Basketball returns home for the second doubleheader of the season with the men hosting Kansas City at 5:30 p.m., followed by a huge Big 12, Big 10 matchup as the women take on number 4 Iowa. Tickets start at just $10. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seats to catch both K-State basketball games this Thursday. Go Cats!
Substate football Friday. Battle of Undefeateds 8-man Division 2 as Axtell entertains Canton Galva live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Prized for their valuable lumber, black walnuts are a curse for many home gardeners. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Every part of this tree contains juglone, a substance toxic to many plants. The greatest concentration of the toxic juglone is within 60 feet of the tree. Minimize your frustration by growing susceptible plants outside this zone. The further you move away from the tree, the lesser the concentration of juglone. Try growing juglone-tolerant plants like hosta, coral bells, arborvitae, and ninebark. Check the internet for university-prepared lists of juglone-susceptible and resistant plants. These lists are by no means complete, but do provide a good starting point. Or create a juglone-free raised bed. Try straw bale gardens or build a raised bed lined with water-permeable landscape fabric to help slow or prevent the invasion of black walnut roots into the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We know Abraham Lincoln is a great president and orator. However, how much do you know about Lincoln as a mathematician? Perhaps it's irrelevant, but Lincoln's math homework certainly made for an interesting piece of history. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Christian McWhirter is the Lincoln historian at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. They hold some of the most historic documents tied to the 16th president, and while those valuable items are in the vault, they do the next best thing for visitors here in Springfield.
We developed an exhibit called Lincoln's Life and Letters that gives you full, blown-up scans of some of the coolest documents that we hold here, and they take you through Lincoln's entire life.
Christian says it's amazing to read what Lincoln penned and then remember his humble upbringing.
Is Abraham Lincoln had less than 1 year of formal schooling. And when he's asked later in life to describe that schooling, he calls it defective. So almost everything that Lincoln learned, he taught himself.
Sure, we all know about some of Lincoln's famous speeches,
but it may just be Lincoln's math homework that is more fascinating to see here at the library.
That gets saved by his family, and it ends up given to his law partner, William Herndon, who's the one who goes to, a lot of what we know about Lincoln's early life comes from Herndon.
Herndon saved Lincoln's math homework, but then he did something interesting with it.
So Herndon's got this little book of all these math problems that Lincoln does, and when people come to see Herndon, he'll rip a page out and give it to them. So those pages are scattered throughout the world. Some of them are even in Japan.
So was Lincoln good at math?
Well, I think so, but one thing, you know, people complain about how now they teach math different than when we were kids. They definitely did that back then, too. I can't, and I'm also a historian, so I'm terrible at math, but I cannot figure out what Lincoln is doing in any of those documents.
I agree. I can see Lincoln's figures on the page, but don't see how he's coming up with the answers. And you know he wasn't cheating because he was teaching himself. It's just some of the interesting history you'll learn here, traveling the countryside in Springfield, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a two-day auction for the Lawrence Tony Star Trust this Saturday and Sunday. This will include antiques and collectibles, Crocs and household items Saturday, guns, ammo, and coins selling Sunday. The sale Saturday begins 10 a.m. a half mile north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road, the Herkimer Road. Unique items include a 1938 Singer featherweight sewing machine and case, 1996 Atlanta Olympic torch, brass Nightingale steam whistle, 3x5-foot Pepsi-Cola sign, 1888 Darktown battery baseball bank, household items, many other antiques and collectibles, 2 3-wheel scooters, one is new. Sunday's sale will include guns, gun safes, ammo, and coins. The coins will sell after the guns and ammo. The sale Sunday will be held at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Doors open at 11:30. Sale begins at 1. This two-day auction Saturday and Sunday for the Tony Star Trust, Olmsted and Sandstrom will conduct the auction.
Continuing the service and tradition built over the years, Latta Plumbing in Marysville is now Clark Plumbing. With full-service plumbing and HVAC services, new owner Sterling Clark reminds you that now is the time to book that full furnace maintenance. Be sure to ask about their yearly HVAC maintenance schedules so you can have peace of mind all year long. Same service, same location, just different name. Clark Plumbing, formerly Latta Plumbing in Marysville. Phone 785-562-2767.
When it gets cold, I'm sure there are times when your livestock wish they could come in the house with you. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Shelter livestock from the winter winds by planting a windbreak when you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Sheep have wool coats and cattle grow thick hair, but when the winter winds pick up, you might find them huddled against the trees in your pasture. A stand of trees can do a good job of blocking the worst of the harsh weather. Studies have shown that during severe winters, cattle in feedlots protected from the wind gained 10 pounds more than cattle in unprotected lots. Jim Brandel is an emeritus shelter belt ecologist at the University of Nebraska. He says the windbreak has to be planted in the right place to do the job.
You'd like it to be perpendicular to those winter winds because your maximum protection is measured in distances away from the windbreak perpendicular to the prevailing wind. For most of the area that we're talking about, we're probably looking at a windbreak at least on the north, and we would strongly encourage protection on the west as well.
A windbreak on the south side can provide protection from snowstorms in late winter and early spring. But be careful with southern windbreaks. They might block summer breezes, which could increase heat stress for animals. At the minimum, a windbreak planting should have three dense rows.
One of which should be a pretty dense conifer, something like eastern red cedar or northern white cedar. Some of the spruce species work there too. We want something with some height, and so you may very well find a tall deciduous tree associated with it, and typically a shrub. Typically the shrub will be on the inside towards the feedlot.
To make chores a little easier, plant another row of shrubs or trees about 50 to 100 feet away from the main windbreak. It'll act as a snow trip, so you won't have heavy drifts in the area where you have to work with the livestock. Learn more about developing a wind shelter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Like most parents, I want my kids to be ready for the outside world when they fly the coop. So they serve God and they live a life of purpose and have a positive impact on the world. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, there's one specific skill that I hope my kids learn, and that's how to manage money. Even though it can be tough, I try to remember it's all God's money to begin with. In my experience, one of the best ways to teach kids about finances is to let them do it themselves. You can start a savings account for each child and then encourage them to save small amounts from their allowance or their cash gifts. Another idea is to ask them to create their own budget. If they get an allowance or earn money on their own, suggest they split it into three buckets: sharing, spending, and saving. So help your kids be prepared to manage money in the future so they can have financial clarity and live lives filled with meaning and gratitude.
Twin Valley Developmental Services invites you to the 8th Annual Christmas Cheer in the Pines Friday, November 18th at the Waterville Firehouse. Bid on the Festival of Trees with live and silent auctions as well as raffles, plus cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and live entertainment with Elvis tribute artist Joseph Hall. Tickets $30 each or $50 per couple, available at the door. Advance purchase event and raffle tickets are available at the thrift shops in Waterville and Beatty. Christmas Cheer in the Pines, Friday evening, November 18th, 6 to 11:30 p.m. at the Waterville Firehouse, a benefit for Twin Valley Developmental Services.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Canada takes on the problem of food waste and loss, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your soy checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
While the volume of food waste and loss in Canada is much lower than the U.S. total per capita, Canadians waste more than the global average. That from Denise Philippe, Senior Policy Advisor for Metro Vancouver and the National Zero Waste Council, who advocates intervention at the earliest opportunity.
Food reduction and food recovery is great. We're only going to win this if we move it upstream to prevent. That is really critical.
Much farther east, in Guelph, Ontario, David Messer heads the Smart Cities office in that community, and his duties include managing programs to address food loss and waste.
Where I think we need to go in the food system is starting to think more about food waste as a resource to be captured. We have research and data to understand what streams we can capture. We have innovation funding to help businesses and entrepreneurs turn those waste streams into valuable products. And then we have scaling supports working with innovation partners to help them actually become commercializable businesses.
Messer echoes what Philippe says about early intervention.
If we're talking about waste, we're talking too late. So we all need to make better use of all of our resources that currently are accidentally sent to waste.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Hunter's headquarters urges gun owners to keep weapons in a locked cabinet when not in use and teach the whole family about gun safety. Always assume your weapon is loaded and use extra caution when cleaning and performing routine maintenance. From Hunter's headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, November the 15th. The U.S. Meat Export Federation Strategic Planning Conference wrapped up last week in Oklahoma City with the election of a new officer team. Dan Meyer, a crop and livestock producer from Rock Rapids, Iowa, is the new chair.
I own and operate a diversified livestock crop operation in northwest Iowa. We've got a hog farrow to finish operation and a cattle feedlot. Raise corn and soybeans. I work with my three sons in this operation. We're all partners together.
Meyer says he is involved in USMEF because of the direct impact it has on each of those four areas of his operation.
You know, 75 cents a bushel is what we returned them back on corn last year. You know, when I market cattle, each time I load cattle, it's close to $500 a head because of red meat exports. Red meat exports adds to the value of that hog carcass. And so it's real. And it's why we're in this market and why we need to continue to be.
So what is the priority for the new chairman?
Top of my radar is continuing and growing the relationships we have with all the sectors. I've been on the exec board now, it's 6 or 7 years, and I've seen that momentum grow as far as how well they work together. You know, a cattle feeder from Texas and a corn grower from North Dakota can get together and all sell the same product. And I think my goal is to even enhance that even more. That's where I want to be. I sit at the table of all those. I wear different hats, and my passion is this organization.
That's Dean Meyer, a crop and livestock producer from Rock Rapids, Iowa. He's the new chair for the USMEF. To find out more, you can go to usmef.org. And that's a look at your ag news on this Tuesday, November the 15th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your guests. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock ground bred heifer sale Wednesday, November 16th, starting 11 a.m. on first calf heifer pairs. Consignments include 100 Fancy, Angus, Red Angus, and Charlie Angus Cross, first calf heifers with 45 to 70 day old calves by side. There'll be 300 black-white face fall calving cows. They'll have 30 to 70 day old Angus and Charlie Cross calves by side. 180 Reputation Angus and 50 Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll be bred to Cavanese Black and Red Angus bulls for January 15th through March calving. There will be over 400 mostly Black and Red Angus spring calving cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and Sim-Angus and Red Angus bulls for February to April calving. Bulls offered include 5 Angus, 2 Horned Hereford, a Polled Hereford, and a Black Hereford. They'll be 18 to 20 months of age. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, November 16th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Livestock need access to fresh water during the winter. As the temperatures drop, be sure your watering system offers an ice-free drink on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Is the most important nutrient for overall cattle health and production. They consume 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. So a 1,200-pound cow would need 12 gallons of water every day. Chewing on ice and snow doesn't count. Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says to consider the size of your tank to keep the water flowing.
When I'm thinking smaller tank, often those are the ones that have some sort of freeze-proof control mechanism. So they may either be buried underground, or you can use electricity to keep them in place. Our larger tanks, the freeze-proof mechanisms differ a little bit in that we may be using an overflow system of some sort, but your bigger tank has more surface area across the top.
And more surface area means it can freeze a lot faster, especially in a pasture situation if cattle have to walk a distance to get to the water. He says you may need other freeze-proof mechanisms to keep these tanks open.
You can have it underground. You can have electricity that keeps it heated. You can also use a combination of those or a ball water. So there's a ball that stays in the top and floats to the top, and then the cattle push it back down to get a drink. All of those can be very effective, and which one you pick depends a lot on your situation and whether or not you have the capability to put some of those in place.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping watering tanks open in the winter at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres, more or less, located at the intersection of 23rd Road and Highway 36 in Marshall County. From the intersection of U.S. 36 and 99, drive a half mile east on the north side of the highway. 302 acres, including 260 acres dry crop, 28 acres native grass, and 14 acres tame grass. For inspection or details, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell. Sale day, Saturday, November 19th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. 302 acres to be sold for the Robert Ferguson Farm Trust. Prell Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Akerlow with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Corn for December right now, 662, and that's up 4 3/4. A little bit of a rally happening with corn on this Tuesday afternoon. March corn, 663.5, that's up 4 1/4. Kansas City wheat for December, down 3/4 right now, 955.5. Kansas City wheat for March at 946, that's down 3 3/4 currently. December oats, 395, that's up 3/4. March oats at 390 3/4, that's down 4.5. January soybeans, 1447 3/4, and that's up 7 1/4. Soybeans for March at 1452 1/4, that's up 7.5. Cotton for December, 89.19 is your current price. That's up $3.91. Cotton for March at 87.48, that's up $3.88. Live cattle for December, 151.82.5, that's up 1/4. Live cattle for February, 153.62.5, that's up $1.05. Feeder cattle for November, 176.15, that's down 80 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 177.72.5, and that's down $1.72.5. Crude oil for December, $87.01, and that's up $1.14. Crude oil for January, 86.43, that's up $1.28. Gold for December, 1772.70, that's down $4.20. Gold for February, 1787.50, and that's down $3.30. Silver for December, $21.53, that's down 57 cents. Silver for March at $21.71, and that's down 55 cents. Stock market, Dow Jones up 69, S&P up 41, NASDAQ up 221. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. On this Tuesday, I'm Jeff Akin.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
authorized are until November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited power twin warranty.
Bott Realty and Auction will conduct a land auction Monday, November 28th at the FNB Washington basement, sale starting at 10 a.m. 160 acres of Washington County ground will be sold, consisting of 41 acres cropland, with the balance being two-thirds good native grass pasture and the remaining heavy timber and wildlife habitat. Natural water resources includes two ponds and a running creek. Farm located 5 miles north and 3 miles west of Washington. Sale begins at 10 a.m. November 28th at the FNB Washington basement. Sale for the Tuttle family conducted by Bott Realty and Auction.
Imagine getting real-time soil samples from every corner of your field on your phone at the drop of a hat. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State professor in precision agriculture and department head of agronomy, Raj Khosla, discusses the research and development of biodegradable soil chips that aim to take real-time measurements of water and nitrate content in soil.
Precision agriculture has now been around for about 30 years. And if you look at what industry has enabled us, practitioners, scientists, farmers and farmers community, is that they have provided us the tools and technology to apply agricultural inputs, how much we want, where we want, when we want in our fields. But we all know we can only manage what we can measure. So while we have the tools and technology to deliver our farm inputs to the level of granularity we would like to see them, that calls for measuring properties of interest. And to measure those requires sensing. That has been the brainchild behind, could we place sensors out in the field in enough quantity so that we don't have to do guesswork?
Khosla describes the elements of these sensor chips and how they'll work.
The engineers are putting together very small chips that we can distribute out in the field that are battery-less and hopefully one day made out of biodegradable material. And you can communicate with them through radio waves. So they're basically sleeping all the time out in the soil. And when you ping them with the radio wave, they wake up for a millisecond, do their job, and send that information back to your phone or computer. And then you use geostatistics, or software if you may, to stitch that data together almost instantaneously. I envision that someday, when we have these suite of sensors functional and commercially available, that farmers will ping them multiple times during the week or even during the day, that as the pivot or the lateral is moving across the field, they can change the rate of application on the go.
Khosla goes on to explain how significant this technology could be for farmers.
Ability to measure soil moisture has been around for many, many, many decades. What's new here is ability to measure soil moisture without disturbing the soil, without destructively taking a soil sample from the field, without having the need for someone to go to the field, collect soil sample, analyze it, process it, send it to the lab. All that happens in situ, in place. You can get the big picture of your field, of your farm, and then use decades of knowledge and science that we have in place. And as we continue to learn more about how Mother Nature behaves, it allows us to make better decision-making process.
That was Raj Khosla, K-State professor in precision agriculture and department head of agronomy, discussing the innovation of chips that can transmit soil data in real time. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
KNDY.
That's Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.